300 Ways to Use a Peanut. Sounds like a funny cookbook or a silly YouTube video. But in the 1920s, that's how many ways George Washington Carver used a little legume to pull millions out of poverty and almost single-handedly save the U.S. economy. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In 1896, scientist and inventor George Washington Carver accepts a job as the agricultural director at the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. George was the first Black American to earn a bachelor's of science, and by 1896, he'd already discovered two new types of fungi. Fighting the urge to throw in some kind of dad joke right now about George also being a fun guy. Come on. As he rolls into Alabama, Carver's appalled at the state of agriculture there. Fields are full of thin, scraggly cotton plants and not much else. The past century of cotton farming has dangerously depleted the soil's nitrogen. Sharecroppers are stuck in a terrible catch-22. They need nitrogen fertilizer to grow more cotton, but they can't afford fertilizer until they can grow more cotton. But then George realizes they don't need fertilizer. All they need are peanuts. And maybe jelly, and probably some bread. I'll stop now. I apparently woke up in full dad joke mode this morning. Peanuts release nitrogen into the soil as they grow. I know that because I just read it. Carver knew it because he was really smart. With the age-old practice of crop rotation, George figures he can fix Alabama's soil. According to a 1998 study, alternating planting fields between cotton and peanuts increases cotton yields by 26%. George shares his strategy across the South. Without buying more land or fertilizer, it works fantastically. And sharecroppers from state to southern state pull themselves out of poverty. But now there's a new problem. Too many peanuts. At the time, peanuts are not a cash crop. Legally, they're not a crop at all. No one wants them. No one likes them. No one knows what to do with them. Warehouses overflow with rotting peanuts. Maybe now it's time to introduce some jelly and bread. Nope, it's not jelly time. It's science time. George hits the lab seeking a use for peanuts. He finds a lot of uses. He studies the whole plant, roots, leaves, and all, isolating chemical compounds and experimenting with ways to use them. Every use he adds to a list. This list doesn't have to be all good ideas. They just have to prove that peanuts are worth buying. And some of the 300 ideas he came up with, not good. Like meatloaf, coffee, substitute asparagus, and nitroglycerin. Yep. Explosive peanuts. All in all, he finds 300 uses for peanut plants. While the inventions are important, it's more important to educate people. So George distributes brochures across the South extolling the virtues of the magical peanut plant. Before long, there is a booming peanut industry. Combined with the increase in cotton yields, agriculture becomes profitable and sustainable. The economy of the rural South is saved. Sort of. U.S. companies soon realize they can import peanuts cheaper than growing them domestically. There appears to be nothing that will stop capitalism from killing American agriculture. except George Washington Carver. In 1921, he speaks before the House Ways and Means Committee. He hopes to convince Congress to pass a tariff on foreign peanuts, protecting American farmers. He earns a standing ovation, the nickname the Peanut Man, and his place in American history. The tariff passes, and Americans go a little peanut crazy. My favorite peanut-based fad of the 1920s? Tossing some peanuts in a bottle of Coca-Cola. Seriously, that was a thing. It didn't stick. Salted peanuts and boiled peanuts did, though. And now, American farmers continue to rotate their cotton and peanut crops, still living out George Washington Carver's vision for sustainable farming. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other podcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on George Washington Carver, check out the Tuskegee University website. We found their records and virtual artifacts incredibly helpful for this episode. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerlin. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.